Let's say, just to finish the rest of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis 93b. So we left off the Gemara says Rava Omar. Amar Abaye Lo Kasha. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26 lines up from the bottom. So, Amar Abaye Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction. Har Rabbi Shimon Har Rabbanan. The two different opinions of both say that were reflected ultimately again represent the opinions of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Tisanya Gozozo Tavo Va'argo. If you went ahead and you sheared a sheep, Tavo means you took the wool and you spun it into thread. Va'argo, and then you wove it. Ein mitstarif. Ultimately, it does not combine. Now, what is this referring to over here? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi is ein mitstarif. Tisnan b'shchitas chulin. Chamesh rechilos gozizos kol achas mana upras. Chayavos bereshis hagaz. The halacha is that in terms of giving the first shearings to a kohen, one is only chayiv to do so if one shears a certain volume of wool. So if the certain volume of wool, which specifically is the wool of five different sheep, then one is obligated in the mitzvah of Reishis Hagaz to give the first shearings to the kohen. However, Reishis Hagaz ma'o agazaz racha la'achar shegazaza no semin agizah la'kohen, lefi mashir tzibavashatein esina chashuva tekatani dim gazaz achas v'tzava v'chein chenis v'chein shlishis im tztarefes lamana upras l'schayiv dekaner b'shinui. So the halacha is, that the Bryce is saying over here, is if you sheared a sheep, and then afterwards you went ahead and you spun it into thread, the halacha is that the wool does not combine. So if you shear one sheep, and then go ahead and comb that wool, or make that wool into thread, then that sheep, those shearings, will not combine with the other shearings to make one chayiv, ultimately again for Reishis Hagaz. Livno, what happens if one bleached or one whitened the wool? Rabbi Shimon Omer ein mitstarif. Rabbi Shimon says the whitened wool does not combine with the other wool. V'chamim mitstarif. And the Chamim say no, it does go ahead and combine. So the point that Rabbi Shimon is making over here is that libun, whitening of something is ultimately not a shinoi. Is a shinoi. And therefore, because it's a shinoi, therefore that wool does not combine with the other wools. Versus the chachamim who say that whitening is not enough of a shinoi to allow the thief to go ahead or to allow the person to acquire it. Rava Amar Rava says, Hava Hav Rabbi Shimon. They could both be Rabbi Shimon, Velo Kasha, and there's no contradiction. Ha de naftse nafutse, ha de sarke saruke. One is talking about where he separated the pieces of wool, the strands of wool, ultimately by hand, versus one is talking about where he separated the strands of wool ultimately again with a comb. So when there's a comb that's being used, ultimately that's a concrete shinui, and therefore one would be chayiv, or one would be kona the item in such a situation. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar had the chavre had the kavre kabruye. One is talking about where you just washed the wool and therefore whitening it through washing. And one is talking about where you whitened it through using sulfur. So when ultimately you're using sulfur, that's a more permanent change. And that would be a shinui that's kona. To which the Gemara says, Hashta yesh lomar, tsevel Rabbi Shimon lo havishinui, libon havishinui. So now the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that dyeing the wool, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not a shinui that would allow the individual to be kona it, so is libun going to be a shinui? Disanya, gozaz rishon rishon utzevo rishon rishon, utevo rishon rishon va'argo, ein mitstarif. The halacha is that if you shear the first sheep, and let's say you dyed the wool, or you took the wool, or you spun it into thread, or you wove it into something, so then that wool does not combine with the subsequent wools to form the volume, the necessary shear for Reishis Hagaz. Reb Shem ben Yehuda om Mishum Reb Shimon, Tzava'o Mitztarif. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, on the other hand, says that along together with Rabbi Shimon, that if you dye wool, ultimately, again, it is mitzvah if it does connect. Now, listen, what that means for our purposes is that according to Rabbi Shimon, it sounds like that even if you dye the wool, that's not enough of a shinoi to allow the dyer to ultimately acquire it. Rather, the wool is considered to be the original possession of the owner. In this case, owner, of course, is the kohen. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Elokashia, Harabbanan libud Rabbi Shimon, Harab Shimon ben Yehuda libud Rabbi Shimon. To which the Gemara answers that there are two different versions of Rabbi Shimon. There's the Rabbanan according to Rabbi Shimon, and there's Rabbi Shimon Yehuda according to Rabbi Shimon. Rava Amar, Rava says, Liolam lo pligi. In reality, there is no machlok, yes? Liolam lo pligi Rabbana leid Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. The Rabbana really don't argue Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. V'shayni tzev ahol aviyocha lahaviro al yedei tzafon. The difference with the dyeing is that even the effects of dyeing could be reversed. Tzafon is literally like soap or detergent. V'chi katani hasam lo hispik litno lo atche tzevao potter. And when the Braisa said before that if you didn't give it to the coin before it was dyed, that you are subsequently potter from Reishis Agaz, v'okim na kedivri hakol b'kolo de'ilan de'lo avar. That could be talking about the type of dye, like literally from a tree, that ultimately was irreversible. So we'll say we stop over here for today, and we leave off again still in the midst of a very important machlokes. And this important machlokes is what type of shinui, what type of a change of an object ultimately allows the individual, whether again it's a case of a thief, that's really how we started this case, what is it, what type of shinui is it that allows a thief to ultimately keep the object in question, versus what is the type of change that is deemed halachically insignificant enough that it still allows the owner to retain ownership over that object. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with Amar Abayi tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful rest of the day.